Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. From Warsaw with Love by John Pomfret is a work of modern intelligence history that traces how an improbable partnership formed between Polish intelligence officers and the United States during the Bagan Imal Inas Cold War. Set against the pressures of Soviet domination, the book follows the high-stakes world of espionage in Warsaw and beyond, where information was currency and personal risk was constant. Pomfret, a veteran journalist with long experience reporting on Eastern Europe, frames the story around the practical needs and moral ambiguities that drove cooperation between two very different services, a communist state satellite on paper and an American intelligence community determined to understand Soviet capabilities. The narrative highlights how individual relationships, tradecraft, and political calculations shaped outcomes that later influenced broader strategic trust. Without turning into a technical manual, the book introduces readers to recruitment dynamics, counterintelligence dangers, and the strategic value of human sources in an era when satellites and signals could not answer every question. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Cold War Poland as a high-risk intelligence battleground. A central topic is how Poland functioned as both a constrained Soviet bloc state and a uniquely important arena for spying. The book emphasizes that geography and politics made Warsaw a front-line, listening post on the Soviet Union and its military machine. Poland hosted Warsaw Pact infrastructure, saw frequent political upheaval, and maintained complex ties to Moscow, creating conditions in which secrets moved and loyalties could be tested. Pomfret situates espionage within everyday realities, party control, secret police surveillance, and the ever-present risk that a single misstep could expose a network. This backdrop helps explain why intelligence collection in Poland mattered to Washington, and why Polish officers could leverage their access to Soviet-related information. The topic also clarifies why cooperation was not inevitable. Any contact with the CIA carried catastrophic consequences for Polish participants if uncovered, while American handlers had to weigh the chances of deception, provocation, or compromise. By treating Poland as an active, pressured environment rather than a passive Soviet appendage, the narrative shows how local conditions shaped what intelligence could be obtained, how it traveled, and which operational choices were even possible. Secondly, the making of an unlikely alliance between Polish services and the CIA, another major theme is the gradual, often improvised formation of working trust between Polish intelligence figures and the CIA. The story highlights that alliances and espionage are rarely built on shared ideology alone. They are built on converging interests, credible performance, and mutual benefit under extreme uncertainty. Pomfret explores how personal relationships and repeated proof mattered more than formal declarations. For the CIA, Polish access promised insight into Soviet military planning, technology, and vulnerabilities. For Polish participants, cooperation could serve national interests, personal conviction, professional ambition, or a complicated mix of all three. This topic shows the operational calculus on both sides: how to establish contact, how to evaluate authenticity, and how to communicate without triggering counterintelligence alarms. It also deals with the fragility of the partnership, since political shifts in Washington and Warsaw could alter priorities overnight. By focusing on the alliance as a process rather than a single event, the book illustrates how intelligence cooperation can proceed and even enable political rapprochement. It presents espionage as one of the hidden mechanisms through which states test each other, reduce uncertainty, and sometimes lay groundwork for future strategic alignment. Thirdly, tradecraft, risk management, and the human cost of espionage. Pomfret devotes significant attention to the practical realities of spying recruitment, agent handling, security discipline, and the constant threat of betrayal or detection. This topic is less about gadgets and more about human decision-making under pressure. The book portrays clandestine work as a sequence of risk assessments: when to meet, how to pass information, how to avoid surveillance, and how to protect a source without isolating them. It underscores that tradecraft is inseparable from psychology. Fear, ego, loyalty, resentment, and patriotism can all shape an agent's behavior and an officer's judgment. The narrative also points to the asymmetry of consequences. For case officers, a failed operation could end a career for sources inside a hostile system. Failure could mean imprisonment or worse, and the danger could extend to family. This topic helps readers understand why intelligence organizations can be both cautious and ruthless. Even decisions that look clear in hindsight were made with partial information and competing priorities. By showing the costs borne by individuals, the book adds moral weight to the strategic story and prevents the alliance from being reduced to abstract geopolitics. Fourthly, intelligence as strategy: what information changed and why it mattered. Beyond personal drama, the book examines how specific streams of intelligence can influence national-level choices. Pomfret frames espionage as a way to reduce uncertainty about Soviet intentions and capabilities, which in turn affects deterrence, diplomacy, and crisis management. This topic explores the difference between raw information and actionable insight, how material is validated, compared with other sources, and interpreted through institutional biases. It also highlights the competitive environment inside intelligence communities, where assessments are debated and where policymakers may accept, ignore, or selectively use what they hear. The Polish-CIA relationship becomes strategically meaningful because it offered a channel that could complement technical collection and provide context that satellites and intercepts might miss. Readers see that intelligence value is not only in secrets, but also in timeliness, credibility, and the ability to shape questions leaders ask. The topic also illuminates limits. Even high-quality information does not automatically prevent conflict or miscalculation if political incentives push in other directions. By connecting clandestine reporting to broader Cold War strategy, the book shows how cooperation at the operational level can have ripple effects in alliance building, military planning, and the long arc of Eastern Europe's eventual transformation. Lastly, loyalty, identity, and the blurred lines of patriotism in a captive state. A final key topic is the moral and identity tension faced by Polish actors operating within a system shaped by Soviet dominance. Pomfret presents the idea that patriotism in Cold War Eastern Europe could be complicated. Serving the state apparatus did not always mean serving the nation as people understood it. This creates a landscape where collaboration with an adversary could be framed as betrayal by some and as resistance by others. The book explores how individuals rationalize extraordinary choices, including cooperation with the CIA, and how those choices are judged by peers, superiors, and history. This topic also touches on institutional self-interest. Intelligence services protect themselves, compete for influence, and sometimes sacrifice individuals to preserve the organization. The resulting ambiguity makes for a nuanced portrait of agency in an authoritarian environment, where options are constrained and every path carries moral risk. By focusing on identity and loyalty rather than simple hero-villain categories, the narrative encourages readers to think about how states manufacture legitimacy and how people navigate systems they may not fully believe in. It also explains why the alliance could be simultaneously productive, precarious, and emotionally costly. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in Cold War history, espionage, Eastern Europe, and the hidden channels through which geopolitical relationships are built. It will also appeal to anyone who likes nonfiction that combines investigative reporting with character-driven narrative, especially readers curious about how intelligence work actually functions when politics are volatile and trust is scarce. The benefit is practical as well as historical. The story offers a clear lens on decision-making under uncertainty, the importance of incentives, and how institutions manage risk, credibility, and loyalty. Those lessons translate to modern life in leadership, negotiation, and evaluating information in high-pressure settings. Compared to many spy histories that center only on Washington or Moscow, Pomfret's focus on Poland gives the subject freshness and specificity, highlighting a pivotal country often treated as background scenery. The book is worth buying if you want a grounded account of how personal relationships and operational realities can shape state-level outcomes, and if you value a perspective that connects human stakes to strategic consequences without turning the subject into either myth-making or dry policy analysis. If you would like to support John Pomfret, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.